This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Good morning. The time has just gone 9:30 now, so welcome to our second part of Catholic Radio, and we'll be sharing a radio liturgy with you, during which time we'll pray together, listening to and reflect on the scriptural readings of the day. We'll also listen, hopefully, to some inspirational music, and there'll be some news from around the parishes. I'm Peter Hurley, and joining me in the studio today is Trish Dawes. So, good morning, Trish. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Peter. Good morning, everybody.
Today is the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and tomorrow is Armistice Day, when we also remember those who went to war and paid the supreme sacrifice. So, as we listen to today's readings, it seems a bit hard to comprehend, but it's mainly concerned with the blessed assurance of a resurrection. We will hear in the Gospel readings how the Sadducees, who did not believe in the resurrection, and this was because they only believed in the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, tried to trap Jesus. So, as I was reading that gospel in preparation for this liturgy, I was reminded about an incident in my early life when my father died. My father had died when I was five, leaving my mother to be a solo parent back in South Africa. And there was no social welfare or income support there, so she had to look after me, bring me up, and also go out to work. My two grandmothers also assisted in that upbringing. And then when I had left school and was still a student, just after my 21st birthday, my mother suddenly died as a result of a brain hemorrhage. And this left me rather alone, shaken, and certainly grieving. And she worked for the South African Broadcasting Corporation, and I went there to collect some of her personal effects. And while there was an elderly African gentleman who had come to see me. And remember, this was also the time of the apartheid system in South Africa. He had been quite fond of my mother, and he said to me, "Do not grieve, little brother. Your mother is not dead. She has just been removed from our sight." And I guess that's the message that we're getting today from the gospel. And I'm sure that African gentleman himself is now dead and removed from our sight. But I thank him for those words of kindness and of truth. So now, let us begin our liturgy by acknowledging the Holy Trinity as we say together, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As Christians, we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the gift of everlasting life. In this hope, let us prepare ourselves now to celebrate this liturgy. Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are the Lord of the living and the dead. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you raise us to fullness of life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And now let's listen to God's word.
The first reading is from the book of Maccabees. It happened that seven brothers and their mother were arrested and were being compelled by King Antiochus under torture with whips and thongs to partake of unlawful swine's flesh. One of the brothers, speaking for all, said, "What do you intend to ask and learn from us? For we are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors." After the first brother had died, they brought forth the second for their sport. And when he was in his last breath, he said to the king, "You accursed wretch, you dismiss us from this present life, but the king of the universe will raise us up to an everlasting renewal of life, because we have died for his laws." After him, the third was the victim of their sport. When it was demanded, he quickly put out his tongue and courageously stretched forth his hands and said nobly, "I got these from heaven, and because of God's laws I disdain them, and I hope from God I hope to get them back again." As a result, the king himself and those with him were astonished at the young man's spirit, for he regarded his suffering as nothing. After the third brother too had died, they maltreated and tortured the fourth in the same way. When he was near death, he said to his torturers, "One cannot but choose to die at the hands of mortals and to cherish the hope that God gives of being raised again by him. But for you, there will be no resurrection to life." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm response for today is, "Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full."
Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full.
Lord, hear a cause that is just. Pay heed to my cry. Turn your ear to my prayer. No deceit is on my lips.
Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full.
I kept my feet firmly in your paths. There was no faltering in my steps. I am here and I call. You will hear me, O God. Turn your ear to me. Hear my words.
Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full.
Guard me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. As for me, in my justice, I shall see your face and be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory.
Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full. The second reading is a letter from St. Paul to the Thessalonians. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Brothers and sisters, pray for us so that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and be glorified everywhere, just as it is among you, and that we may be rescued from wicked and evil people, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will go on doing the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the final reading is the Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless, then the second, and the third married her, and so in the same way all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. So in the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die any more, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is a God not of the dead, but of the living. For to him all of them are alive. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for those readings. we went to Our Lady of Lourdes Mass last night, and we had Father Anthony from Myanmar who gave the homily, but unfortunately it was rather long and too long for us to be able to share at Catholic Radio today. So what I did was I thought I would read out the reflection that was in the Our Lady of Lourdes Parish Bulletin from Father Joe. So he begins by saying, I am the God of the living. The resurrection is often spoken as an event, but here it is spoken as a gift given by God to those whom God judges worthy of it. The complexity of the resurrection is muddled in today's gospel with the question of a woman's marriage to the seven sons of her father-in-law. It is the test case that separates several traditions of theology within Judaism. This section follows the interchange with the Pharisees, who have Jesus under scrutiny to trap him in words. They are the spies in the assembly who pick out words to misrepresent the preacher because they are incapable of hearing the full sentence. Now, the Sadducees are introduced for the first and only time in Luke's Gospel. They present the most traditional Jewish position, that there is no bodily resurrection. They represent a philosophical school with a more traditional claim to truth than that of the Pharisees. They raise the question of the woman and her seven husbands. And to whom will she be the wife in the resurrection of the dead? And they're basing this on the multiple marriages on the Levirate law in Deuteronomy. This law is a paraphrase of Genesis. The question has several elements. The most obvious are the reduction of the woman to the status of marriage and the place of physicality in resurrection. The speakers heighten the reductio ad absurdum by adding multiple husbands to the point where the concept of marriage and the physicality of the resurrection just become sheer nonsense. The woman's status is defined in death through her marriages. She is the married woman and not a person in her own right. Resurrection is not hers in virtue of her own righteousness, goodness, or faith. For her, resurrection is the result of being the wife of her husband's. And in death, she's still valued in terms of marriage or marriages. This is the type of thinking that places women below men, and sadly, such attitudes are still continued today by women and men when they undervalue the role of women in the church or undermine the ministry of women. The physicality of resurrection is aligned to the physicality of marriage. It is the subtle underpinning for the rejection of the resurrection. The question is, who will she bed in heaven if she's bedded them all on earth? The corollary is, if we can't work out who her husband is on earth, then how can she and they be resurrected? Because heaven could not permit for multiple husbands to one wife when this is not permitted on earth. Resurrection is presented as the continuation of earthly structures of conjugal life and thinking. This is a classic example of thinking that turns metaphor into concrete and offers no insight into mystery. Jesus' reply counters this type of thinking. The children of this world take wives and husbands, but those who are judged worthy of a place in the other world and in the resurrection from the dead do not marry, because they can no longer die, for they are the same as angels. And being children of the resurrection, they are children of God. His response invites us to consider the nature of mystery and to step aside from trying to understand heaven from the point of view of earth. Death defines marriage and its purpose, though legitimizing status, procreation, relationships, and inheritance. But these are not necessary in heaven, because in heaven the human race is discontinued. Being judged worthy on heaven is based more than one's gender or marital status. These answers respond to the Jewish-Palestinian question of the resurrection. God is of the living. God is revealed in biblical experience as the God of the living, a God who enters into the experience of the world in personal relationship with humankind. God cannot be destroyed even by death, and this will be revealed more fully in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, that neither human violence nor human death can defeat the work of God. This puts our hope in the resurrection in the right place, not in speculation about the structure of human nature, but in the revelation about the nature of God.
Shine. not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Under his wings, your refuge, his faithfulness, your shield. For to his angels he's given a command to guard you in all of your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is our faith that every death leads to new life. Let us now pray for the gift of vision to see beyond death, beyond the setbacks, beyond the disappointments, the hard times, to the new life beyond.
We pray for the Church, Lord, that we may offer faithful witness to your abiding care for us and live always as your children. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for those who are fearful of death, that they may discover your faithfulness and life-giving presence, and with the support of loved ones, come to a peaceful acceptance of the end of life on earth. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all ex-servicemen and veterans, that they be healed of trauma and painful memories and be blessed with health and well-being. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those who have died, that they may enjoy eternal rest in your kingdom, that those who are grieving for them be comforted. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. Good and gracious God, hear our prayers today. Be the light of our lives, our hope, when life is difficult, and give us the gift of faith and trust in you. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Saviour and our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
So now, Trish, it's time for some news from what's going on around the parishes. So could you share some of that news with our listeners, please?
Certainly. From St. Mary's Parish newsletter, and I know it's in Our Lady of Lourdes as well, it's that there is a place to put the names of your deceased family. there's a box in the foyer of those churches, because November is traditionally the month when we pray for the faithful departed. And masses are offered for their intentions, and we acknowledge their lives with thanksgiving. So if you would like their names to be recorded in the book, then you could put them in this box that you'll find in either the foyer of the churches. I'm sure it's in the cathedral one as well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Thank you. Now, another thing is there's a Saturday, the 16th of November, that's next Saturday, 7 p.m. in the evening, Ross Intermediate School Hall, Freiburg Street. This is when Palmerston North's diverse communities of faith come together to share food, sacred words and music, and affirm core values like compassion, respect, love, hope, and peace to become a family. You go there, you can give a koha to help support local work of the Red Cross, the Manawatu Multicultural Centre, and Papa'oe Pacifica Community Trust. If you ring your parish office, you can find out more about that. And one last one from Cathedral, St. Vinny's Christmas Raffle. They have three lovely hampers in the raffle, $2 a ticket. And they'll be on sale at the shop, Vinny's shop in Rangitiki Street, and also at the Cathedral. It will be drawn on Friday the 7th of December. That's it, Peter.
Thank you, Trish. And that's it for Catholic Radio for this week as well. But we'll be back again next Sunday at the same time. So from Trish and from me, Peter, thank you for being with us. And as we go forward this week, let us thank God for that gift of eternal life.
Yes.
As I also said, tomorrow is Armistice Day, so I think it's appropriate that we conclude with the New Zealand hymn.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.